Welcome to We Empower, a podcast presented by John Molson Women in Leadership, an association at Concordia University. My name is Zineb. I'm an ambassador at John Molson Women in Leadership, and I'll be hosting today's episode with Maria, who is another ambassador at JMWL. Today, we are honored to speak with our guest, Alexi Lee, who graduated at Concordia University with a major in marketing and a minor in data intelligence. Thank you for joining us today, Alexi.
Hi. Thank you, Zineb, for this introduction. My name is Maria, and I'm also a John Molson student. It's also my second year. So thank you, Alexi, for joining us today and giving us a bit of your time. So first of all, how are you? Things are starting to reopen slowly. How are you adjusting to that?
Yeah, well, I'm good. Thank you for asking. I'm slowly adjusting as I've been going out more and more often while following the public health measures, of course. I have also been hosting like a lot of like cooking nights with my friends because I find them like pleasing and relaxing. So, I mean, so far, so good.
Yeah, that's nice to know. But yeah, like I feel like we were adapting at the beginning to the lockdown and all that. And then now we're trying to like adapt to going back to like the real world. So I feel like we're going to be fine.
Yeah, and it's so different now with like all the restrictions and everything. But yeah, we have to adapt.
Yeah, like at some point it's going to come back to normal. So we have to adapt back to that now. So can you let us know more about yourself and describe a brief background?
Yeah, so like Zineb said, I graduated back in May 2021 from JMSB with a major in marketing and a minor in data intelligence, and I have been working full-time ever since. I'm someone who loves the outdoors, so like during the winter, you'll find me skiing or skating, and during the summer, you'll find me biking or running. I do go to the gym and do yoga all year long, though. So basically, like among my friends, I'm someone who is known as an early bird. So I am up every morning at 6 a.m., no matter the occasion. I just love how quiet and peaceful it is in the morning as I get to like plan my day ahead.
I also know that you have been part of JMWL. You were co-president last year. Can you let us know how did this experience help you in your career today?
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, like you said, last year I was the co-president of JMWL, and the year before that I was an ambassador. But basically this experience helped me gain confidence and really work on my organizational skills. I have gained confidence by leading a team of 12 exec members with my co-president and knowing that they counted on me to do a good job. Also, given that we had like a lot of events going on at the same time with like marketing campaigns, it really allowed me to work on my organizational skills even more. And basically, we had to make sure that like all the deliverables were due on time and that the deadlines were followed. So yeah, that was nice.
Yes, like even us, even though we don't have as much responsibilities as like co-presidents and VPs, we learned so much. Like there's a lot of to take away, especially the events. There's so many advice given from people already working in the field, and it helps to just have perspective for the future as students. So it's interesting to see how your experience helped as someone who started their work, like their career already. Mm-hmm. So thank you for shedding some light. I'm also curious, how were your first days as an employee? Was it how you expected it to be?
Well, when I first started my job, it was like during a global pandemic. So no, I was not expecting that. But it was in person when I started because like it was during the summer. Then the second or third or fourth wave of COVID came up. So we had to switch to working from home. And working from home is definitely different than working in person because, well, personally, I didn't get to interact as much with my coworkers as much as I would have liked to. And I'm someone who likes to like, talk to people and like meet them. So that was a bit difficult to adjust. That being said, working from home gives me more independence on how I allocate my time on different tasks. But basically the first months were definitely a bit harder simply because I didn't know everyone back then. But like now it's totally fine. Like I know everyone. So yeah, it takes time to adapt and like adjust. But yeah.
Yeah, actually, I can totally relate to that. I have an internship now and it's totally remote and you don't feel that connection with like your coworkers and everything. Moving on to the next part of this episode, my first question for you, Alexi, is since you are a coordinator at Sobase, what do you like the most about this position?
Well, just in general, like with the company, what I like is that I get to work with the different banners that Sobase own. So that's basically, I never work on the same stuff. But what I like about my position is how involved I am in every team. So whether it be like the brand, the digital, or a loyalty team, it is always interesting to see all of our projects come to life. And I also get to see the behind the scenes of every promotion and making sure that like we don't overwhelm the consumers with the different messages, because at the end of the day, I'm a part of like the marketing team. And trust me, there are a lot of messages that we want to tell our consumers. But it's just a question of like planning all the promotions ahead of time and letting them know what we want to tell them.
Okay, that's great. What are the skills or experience on your CV that help you to get the job you have now?
It would definitely be my organizational skills. Like I'm known for my agenda. Like I like to keep track of everything, whether it be my personal life or professional life. I just like to take notes. And being a coordinator means that like every aspect comes through me, and it is my job to make sure that like all the messages are well understood by like everyone, like all the stakeholders. And it's just crazy how fast paced the food retail industry is. So you always have to like stay alert to changes of like from anywhere and anyone.
Moving on to the third question, Alexi, you did a minor in data intelligence. How did you combine that with marketing?
It was really simple because like I was hesitating at first on like what to study, and I personally like math a lot. But just in general, I find it like super interesting what you can do with a bunch of data set. So whether it be like forecasting consumers' behavior with it, or just seeing what previously worked or what didn't work, and then forecasting based on previous results. That's super interesting.
Okay, thank you for the answer. My next question is, what are the main skills you believe are required in the marketing field today?
I think there are two skills that I feel that are required in the marketing field, and they would be analytical thinking and stress management. I feel like analytical thinking would be super important because it allows you to find like solutions to like common problems and make informed decisions about which action to take next. And I have strengthened my analytical skills by finding a mentor who learning from a more experienced professional who navigates complex situations and faces problem solving as part of like their day-to-day was invaluable in helping me hone my own skills. And also I feel like that comes with being open-minded. And the second, like I've mentioned earlier, was stress management. I used to be a stressed out person. I mean, I still am a bit, but I try to do stuff to help me relax. And stress management, it gives you like a range of tools to like reset your alarm system, right? And like I previously said, the food retail industry goes by so quickly. So although you have worked on a campaign for months, it can always change last minute. And as much as you want to control like everything, you eventually have to go with the flow, like for your own sakes, because like you can't control everything in life. So yeah, being able to like manage your stress level would definitely be important, I feel, at least.
Since you just mentioned stress, I have a question for you. What hobbies helped you manage your stress, especially during COVID times?
Yeah, I feel like everyone went through like this phase, but definitely going on walks. That definitely helped, but just in general, that's I like to do yoga. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I can relate.
But yeah, just in general, I like to do yoga or like meditate in the morning when I wake up. Just, you know, like relax my mind so I won't overthink, because that's also something that we can talk about. But yeah, going on walks and like doing yoga or even reading. I started to read more now.
Oh, that's great.
So before wrapping up, are there any advice you would like to give students that are graduating soon, starting their new career?
I think it would be to like network as much as you can while you're still at school, because you have like so many opportunities to network, like by attending the events basically hosted by the subs. And I mean, you never know the opportunities that you can be faced with at these events. And lastly, I feel like that's like an advice that like everyone tells you, but to not be shy and like ask questions whenever in doubt, so that like you always know that like you, at least you're doing the right thing. So like, you know, people are always here to help you at the end of the day. So don't be shy to ask questions.
Thank you so much for your advice. I'm sure a lot of students would benefit from it. We can all take away so much from this meeting. Thank you for listening to the We Empower podcast hosted by JMWL Ambassadors.
Thank you. Thank you, Alexi. Thank you for joining us today and good luck with what you undertake.
Thank you to you too.